An increase in premium is all but a given.
It depends. For some people, it will be. Certainly for younger people, because they'll be sort of cross-subsidizing older people. That's likely to be the case. For those who had pre-existing conditions, clearly they will have lower premiums and actually be able to get insurance in many cases. And third, those who are uninsured because it was unaffordable will find that the cost of health coverage is more affordable under the bill. So the majority of people will see either the ability to get insurance because it's more affordable, or will find more affordable premiums. But indeed, some will find it more expensive.
Dr. Peter Bielenson, my friend, my former Baltimore City Health Commissioner, former Howard County Health Officer. They call them officers in Howard County, okay, Professor, so you know what that is. Health Officer. With all due respect, sir, your commentary on Maryland's Morning News this morning, where we had an hour long, we're carrying forward with that discussion, an hour long discussion on the impact of the Affordable Care Act, aka Obamacare. The statement that most people see a reduction in premiums flies in the face of just what we know. No, they won't see a reduction. As a matter of fact, they're seeing a tremendous increase in premiums being predicted by the single biggest individual insurer in the state, CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield. I wanted to get a take on this because we also had Congressman Andy Harris on in the first half hour with Maryland Morning News. I want to get a take on this from our former Maryland Insurance Commissioner here in the state of Maryland during the Ehrlich administration, also served with me in the House of Delegates, Al Redmer, who now heads up the Redmer Insurance Group. How you doing, Mr. Commissioner?
C4, I'm doing great. Nice to talk to you.
Great to talk with you. I saw you quoted in a Baltimore Sun article the end of March, along with some other folks, looking at healthcare reform as Annapolis is now trying to get ahead of the curve, you know, getting us into the exchanges and this whole thing, how this is going to impact us. And one of the things you talked about in your assessment, and I want you to kind of weigh in on what you heard Dr. Bielenson say as well, is that there are a percentage of folks that will never get enrolled in a variety of these programs.
Well, that's true. Even today, the folks that are eligible for, there's a percentage of the population that's eligible for Medicaid, and for whatever reason, they don't become enrolled. So whether that's a function of they don't know about it, we can't find them, what have you, there's always a certain percentage of the population that will never take advantage of government programs that are available to them.
And when you look at Dr. Bielenson's statement about the cost for a lot of folks going down, I mean, that just flies in the face of what we know is happening, not just in Maryland, but all over the country.
Well, it does, and especially here in Maryland. You know, if you look at what's going to happen around the country, while Maryland is going to be affected by the increasing pricing of that, we are not going to see some of the changes that's going to occur around the country. As you know, back in 1993, the Maryland General Assembly eliminated most of the problems that the president talked about with health care reform. So, mm-hmm. You know, the elimination of pre-existing condition occurred a decade ago in Maryland. Guaranteed insurability for folks that are in the small employer market, that was eliminated a decade ago. So most of the problems that the president talked about as far as people being denied and pre-existing conditions and so on doesn't even occur in Maryland. But we are going to see the price increases when this thing goes into effect.
And also, we're going to see former Maryland Insurance Commissioner, a lot of businesses being so severely impacted that they're going to just drop their employees, not because they want to, but out of a business decision, into these health exchanges.
Well, they are. And, you know, I talk to business owners all day long, and they're concerned for two reasons as it relates to health care reform. There's all of the uncertainty about the cost, and the gut of a small business owner tells them that the price is going to go up, and it's going to go up significantly. So they are concerned about the expense side of their accounting ledger. What's it going to cost me? However, they are also concerned about the revenue side of the ledger, because they know if the cost is going to impact them, it's going to impact other business owners as well. Those other business owners, just like them, are not going to spend as much money. They're not going to hire as many new employees. So they're concerned about the overall effect on the economy, which is going to impact the revenue side of their ledger. So they're concerned not just regarding the expense, but they're also concerned about how it's going to impact their revenue stream.
And also, Al Redmer, there was a report that came out, a Reuters report, a couple weeks ago. Government Accountability Report came out in Reuters saying that state and local governments are going to face budget-busting costs because of the implementation of Obamacare. So while one issue is the insurance companies, the other issue is the impact on state and local governments.
Absolutely. They're going to be affected like everybody else. But also, the overall cost of health care, I believe, is going to increase. And government, whether they're in a fully insured program or whether they're in a self-funded program, they have to pay these costs too. And we all have read about, if we have all of these new patients coming into the healthcare system, and we have a stagnant number of physicians.
Or shrinking number, as some will say.
Absolutely. Just the issue of supply and demand will tell you that the cost of those services is going to dramatically and incrementally increase. So if the cost of – that's one of the things where the Congress and the president failed, in my opinion, as it relates to healthcare reform. It was all about the insurance, but it didn't have much to do with the delivery of healthcare. And we all know that insurance 101, the insurance company must collect enough premium to pay the claims, to pay the administrative cost, and the buffer for profit and reserves and those types of things. If the cost of healthcare itself does not moderate, there, no matter what you do, the cost of the insurance will never moderate.
I know I'd snatched you from a meeting. I want to let you get back in. But finally, if I can, Al Redmer, tell me what your view is. I mean, you're out there, the Redmer Insurance Group, you're dealing with this every day now. What is your view of this as we head to 2014?
Well, there's so much uncertainty, and that is that's the problem. Small business owners, unlike these big public companies, small business owners, they don't slash and lay off and do the things immediately like big businesses do. So because of their hesitancy to lay people off and fire them, that makes them very hesitant to hire somebody to begin with. They absolutely, positively need to hire somebody before they do. And because of the uncertainty associated with the cost of health insurance, they're concerned about the effect on their revenues. They are reluctant to hire, and that's one of the reasons that we're not seeing robust growth in the community, in the economy, because of all this uncertainty.
I truly appreciate your time. Al Redmer, the former Maryland Insurance Commissioner, now heading up the Redmer Insurance Group. Take care, buddy.
Thank you, C4. Talk to you soon.
All right. Bye.